This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. If you're celebrating Independence Day at the beach, be on the lookout for a newly evolved male species. Guys who are hairless. Where has all the male body hair gone? This and other related questions few others are asking. It's the subject of today's Unger Report, and here to report it, Brian Unger.
Hello, Madeline.
You're looking a little hairy.
Thank you.
The hairless guy. This is an evolution or merely a trend?
Well, the hairless guy is both evolved and trendsetting, Madeline. And according to people in the hair sciences, a small percentage of Homo sapiens are forging a new evolutionary trail of body hairlessness. Perhaps these men, like their marine ancestors, are preparing for a return to the sea, where efficient flow dynamics will be dependent on smooth chests and no happy trails. That, or every guy I saw at the beach this weekend is planning to swim the 400-meter individual medley in Greece this summer. And I doubt that very much.
This is all newly published research?
Published, like in a peer-reviewed journal?
Mm-hmm.
No, just a little something I noticed down in Miami Beach this weekend. But in the application of Darwinian theory to explain why so many men are hairless these days, one gets the sense the new hairless men, and no one knows for sure how many there are, one gets the sense they are preparing for survival in a new age in which the trait of body hair is not valued, like that of a hairless dog, the Chinese crested.
Of course, the Chinese crested.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what about the guys out there who still have some body hair?
Well, they'll either die from extinction, their hairy fossils to be excavated thousands of years from now by hairless archaeologists, or they'll expedite the evolutionary step toward hairlessness by purchasing the widely advertised men's grooming device, the MicroTouch trimmer. This is something every man needs to decide for himself, $14.99 or extinction. I think the choice is pretty obvious. One less bottle of medium-priced Cabernet or Hello Dinosaur? Frankly, it's just darn hard to resist hairlessness. I mean, listen to the seduction.
Now there's MicroTouch, America's number one micro-grooming tool, designed to go where razors and scissors shouldn't go, for safe, precise grooming that gets as close as...
Now that on CNN, reminders to shave back hair, run more often than Larry King, Madeline. Body hairlessness feels urgent.
Breaking news. But seriously, I have noticed that in newspapers, magazines, all sorts of photos with guys with no body hair. Wasn't this always the case?
Well, it probably started with the most admired physique in male form, Michelangelo's David. And when you look closely at the statue of David, you don't see any hair in his ears. Why Michelangelo made David hairless is a mystery. We know for certain that he had no battery-powered device that could get to the places razors can't.
So basically you're saying this is a gay thing.
Perhaps, but I think the MicroTouch people have settled the great gay-straight body hair debate for men. Finally, we can say male hairlessness is macho.
Private Hairball!
Sir, yes, sir!
What's that in your ears and between your eyebrows?
Sir, that's hair, sir!
Do you think that's macho?
Sir, no, sir!
Don't you use a micro?
Sir?
A MicroTouch hair trimmer, dipstick.
Sir, no, sir.
Get on your face and give me 20.
Right there. Nothing gay about 10 soldiers standing at attention in their underwear while a drill sergeant screams at them about being smooth and hairless. In fact, one could say it's almost patriotic.
Thank you, Brian.
Here to help.
And you can hear all of the Unger Reports on our website, npr.org.